First of all, thank you for being here this morning. I'm very well aware that in another 2 days, you may be back worshiping here or you may be worshiping somewhere else. So I truly appreciate your willingness to come and be here this morning. I rewrote the introduction to my homily on Saturday morning. I usually don't do that, but I picked up and read the Minneapolis Saturday morning paper. And I read the section that is sometimes named the variety section. But this particular section had the words inspired. And underneath were three words: goodness, hope, solutions. And briefly, it was entitled Voices of Inspiration. As 2019 wraps up, it is hard to not get wrapped up in distress about our planet, our polarizing politics, our propensity to shout when we once knew how to listen. We have our work cut out for us to right this ship, but there's plenty of reasons to feel hopeful. Minnesota is home to countless quiet heroes eager to improve the lot of others. Not driven by fame or social media shares, they're responding to a potent pull to collaborate, innovate, soothe, and support. A promoter of peace in her urban neighborhood. A builder of affordable housing in Bemidji. A teen easing the way for kids with cancer. A Somali host creating delicious dialogue in St. Cloud. An artist saving a lake. A coach helping kids with special needs to soar. Their efforts are a gift to us, helping us rebalance our thinking, proving that the tales of kindness and selflessness are also true. Inside are those six individuals who I had just mentioned. For me, those are a reflection of today's scripture. They are a sign to me, and hopefully to all of us, of what it is that the gospel said. That there is one Emmanuel, which will remind us that God is with us. They are a sign of God is with us. Whether they feel that or believe that, it was for me that they are a sign of that hope, of that goodness, and of solutions. You and I carry within us that presence of the God with us, that Christ light that has been placed in us. And as we have done during this Advent season, we have been reminded how to live out our mission statement: to love, to serve, to be hope. We are hope. We are hope as we help others to see that light of Christ in their life and that God is with them. You and I bring that into the lives of other people. We are like Joseph. We are faithful to those that we love. We are like Mary, the bearer in the birthing of Christ into the world. When the gospel started out with the words, "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about," the birth of Jesus Christ came about through St. Thomas Becket, through your homes, through your schools, through your workplaces, through your relationships. The birth of Jesus Christ has come about because you have been the bearer of that light, and you have been that hope, and you have loved, and you have served. Within each of us is that, and within each of us is the call to bring that, as these six people did, into the lives of others. The birth of Jesus in the human world is about partnership. To be partners with Joseph, with Mary, with each other, to bring that Christ into the world. It is to be reminded that that same Christ sits with us. And the words that the angel spoke to Joseph speak to you and me. Do not be afraid. We're not alone. Our God is with us. And at the moments and the times when we might feel hopeless, we will see and find those signs of the hope and the presence of God with us. Two words in the second reading from Paul said that he was set apart. Remember, you and I are set apart, individually set apart to be that hope, to be that God presence, to be that Christ light. And so, as we bring to a close our Advent season, we will once again do what we have done the last 3 weeks. We will place our paper straw in our crib. For those who are visitors, we have been doing this for over the years. It is the response to a question that I will pose to you in a moment, and you will be invited to bring that forward to place in our crib. So, if we could pass the baskets, and we might need to share a pencil, but pass the baskets that are maybe under the pew, the end of the pew, take a pencil and a paper straw piece. We'll bring those forward after I invite us to do so after the collection. If you need somebody to bring yours forward, please just have them bring it forward. Here's what I would like us to take a moment to write our response to. In the past week, where have you seen hope? Where have you been hope? Where have you received hope? Where have you seen hope? Where have you been hope? Where have you received hope? Any one of those three. Take a moment and to write your response.